Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
And a very good morning to you, Barbara Friedman.
Morning, Keener. Glad you're better.
Yeah, I don't know about better. I still... I'm like Jeremy. I've had the worst bronchitis ever, and even antibiotics.
So many people.
Oh my word! Anyway, but I'm sure the voice is going to hold it better. I don't want to be off again. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about some of those trending stories, shall we? Why hashtag Ramaphosa must fall began trending this weekend.
Well, as you've just mentioned, and you are going to have Kuselo Dika on, you know, the leaked funders. Accusations of campaign funds being channeled and claims of appointments made in response to roles played in the CR17 campaign and of course the EFF were all over it this weekend trying to make hashtag Ramaphosa must fall trend on social media, clearly with, you know, from Shivambu saying, you know, Ramaphosa is a puppet, that none of his funders look like the majority of members of the party. You know, it's clearly a white capitalist, you know, white monopoly capital's at it again. And, you know, and Lawsy saying, you know, there's no integrity and so on. So this is, as you said, this is a standoff. And I suppose we just have to sit on the sidelines and watch and see whether this will damage Ramaphosa going forward in a big way or not.
Well, it's certainly something we're going to be keeping our eye on. Now, Twitter's angry reaction to Trump thumbs up as he poses with a baby orphaned in El Paso. Mm. And this is that shooting. And this is a photo op that he took advantage of course.
Right.
Great judgment as always.
As always. I mean, there were other reasons Trump was trending to do with the Epstein suicide or death in prison, but I chose this one. I mean, you know, you have a whole host of choices every day. You know, the thing is that it wasn't that he went to El Paso. I mean, I think it was correct that the president should have gone there and actually showed his compassion. But, you know, what made people angry was that at a time when really all it should have been was about the victims, it always becomes about him. And that he stood there grinning with his thumb up with Melania holding this baby. A baby, I might add, that had to be brought back to the hospital for the photo op because none of the babies or the victims in the hospital were either able to pose or were willing to pose with the president. So once again, it's just that tone deaf photo op where it becomes about his TV show. Sorry if I sound a little bit too opinionated here. But, you know, really, the catastrophe isn't even that he was posing the way he does in his Trump TV show, but that so many Americans are dying because of policies that he keeps sprouting.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I mean, I'm just looking at the business day today, and I know that Charlotte's going to be talking about it, but never again, members of the Jewish community and their supporters hold a Jews Say hashtag close the camps protest and vigil to demand the end of this Trump administration detention of migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers outside the Metropolitan Detention Center, and that's in Los Angeles, California as well. This guy's policies, man. You can't say... Anyway, let's not get too much talking around that. Let's move on to other things, shall we? Would you drink a vodka made from... Chernobyl crops?
Would you?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
I don't think I would. Even though they're saying that this vodka that's now being made from grain in the exclusion area at Chernobyl is not radioactive, and they're doing it as a sort of scientific experiment, but they're trying to show, certain scientists have gone there and said, you know, the place is actually, a lot of people do live there again. And the economy is in such dire straits there. They're like over 50% of people that live there are unemployed. You're not allowed to eat the grain. You're not allowed to eat the crops in the area. But they've made this vodka, which they're calling Atomic, A-T-O-M-I-K, whose ingredients come from Chernobyl. And I think it's an interesting conundrum because they're saying it is free, quite free from toxic radiation. It is going to be channeled back into the community, the profits made. And so maybe it is a good thing to support. But at the same time, would you drink it? I don't know.
Yeah, Anyway, Barbara, thank you so much for that. Barbara Friedman there with all your trending stories on Bob's Wire.